When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
I was gonna try to raise my chair. No one would have gotten that.
I lowered because I feel like I was a little hunchy.
Yeah. I like it. We're in chairs today, you guys, as opposed to normal when we're in swings.
It's nice to sit.
Can I say something about myself?
Swings.
I'm a sitter. Yeah, normally we sit in swings. You can hear that in the podcast. Our legs aren't on the ground.
This is video. They can see it.
I know. I'm just lying.
Imagine if we had been swinging the whole
time. Can you imagine? I would love that. I will say I'm a hammock girl. If there's a hammock, You hate a hammock?
I hate a hammock.
Do you not trust a hammock?
I don't trust a
hammock. That's the thing.
And I've been fooled by a hammock too many times.
My brother, we had this hammock in the backyard growing up, and my brother, who was like just, you know, dramatic. So my brother had to mow the lawn, and one time he was mowing under the hammock, and this is what he told us happened. The hammock like swung, hit him, the wood, there's like one little thing of wood, knocked him out. This is what he said happened.
Was he knocked out?
No, I don't think any of it's real, but that hammock story always made me laugh and laugh. And I would just go on it and, like, you know, when you're a kid, the game is like, how do you not flip but almost flip?
I never got that far into the game.
That game.
No, my God.
I think they're so romantic. I think they're weightless. I think they're stunning. With a sturdy tree.
I think you are romanticizing the hammock, as many do.
Yeah.
There's nothing romantic about a hammock.
There actually is something.
You're uncomfortable getting into it. You're uncomfortable getting out.
Yeah, getting in and out.
The only way it's romantic is maybe once you're in.
And you're smooshed up against
each
other.
And you got in before he got in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will say.
He didn't watch you get in, and he's going to turn around when you get out. Then it's romantic.
Someone I dated would bring a hammock and would be like, should I set up a hammock? I'd always be like, what?
To where?
Anywhere. A park. I think it was just in his back.
That's psychotic.
It was psychotic. But it was wild because he would set it up. And then you're right. Getting in was always absolutely humiliating for me because, like, you have to kind of like perch, then fall. Then it's like he would get in. Then we'd be like the shuffle to get it so that you're not like one of you is just, you know,
I have to like make sure chairs are okay. Yeah. So, like, a hammock that's being built and carried around, never.
But those are strong though.
My friend's brother,
yeah,
who is high maintenance. My friend also listens to this, but he's high maintenance as well.
All right, good for you. I hope the whole crowd is.
His brother came to visit him, and he sets up a hammock to sleep in.
That's wild.
He has to sleep in a hammock.
He has to?
Because he says it helps with his back pain.
That's incredible. Someone who says that is incredible.
I mean, and it could be true. He has gone through, like, he was in like a really big car accident, so maybe it does help. But I would still be turned off if somebody brought a hammock.
Yeah, I would be turned off if that was the vibe. But I do love a hammock. I do. And I do find it romantic. Once you're in, you're like, you're just like two kids in a hammock, kind of, you know?
Well.
And that's exactly what you are.
That's when the real danger starts.
Oh, I missed you. How are you?
Listen, it's icy.
I'm not happy about the weather.
It's a bad day for the weather.
I know. The weather is not weathering today.
And it's slippery out there. Because let me say something. We were talking about this a little bit before.
Say it.
Nobody shovels anymore. Okay, the sidewalk is the responsibility of either the owner of the apartment, the property store, manager, if you will, or the store, whatever. When I worked at the restaurant, I would always have to shovel when it, whatever. And we would be getting snow back then, okay? We haven't gotten any snow in like years.
Yeah.
And today was a dusting, but very icy.
Yeah.
And nobody's out there scraping with a shovel. I didn't see one shovel. People just come out with a fucking ice, okay? Killing the pigeons, fucking up shoes, hurting my poor dog's feet.
The dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's still slippery.
Yeah.
And then you fall. You what? You fall. You land like this on salt. Now you have salt embedded in your hands.
Oh my God.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous out there. The thing is, I know for a fact if I owned a building, I would never shovel.
I know that for a fact too.
You know what I mean? It's not in
that my... you wouldn't.
Exactly. It's like, it's, I just don't see it. It's not in my DNA.
To shovel?
I would ask, like, I would definitely...
Did you have to shovel at your house?
Not really, no.
Because it didn't snow or because you didn't shovel?
My dad would do it. And then when in doubt, maybe then my brother, maybe me. But I used to do, I guess this is the tactic now people say, like, pretend to be dumb. Like, I would pretend to just be dumb at it.
I'd
be like,
would
Papa,
murder you.
Papa.
I would beat the shit out of you with a shovel. I cannot. That is like my, when people pretend.
Yeah, that's me.
To be
that's
dumb
me
at
with
things
any
that
sort
I'm
of hard
like,
task. Are,
like, I can't. Jesse, no.
That's
you
how
can
I grew
shovel.
Up. Well, with my dad.
You grew up what? Pretending to be dumb.
Yes, with that type of stuff, my dad would be like, shovel. And I'd be like, you know, have the. Shovel upside down and I'd be putting it back. He'd be like, Jesse, I'd be like, I'm dyslexic.
Oh my, my dad would
I simply don't
for
know how to
for
shovel.
Exactly 5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I normally wasn't out there long.
My dad would have been like, if you don't turn that shovel around
yeah.
and start picking up the snow, I'm going to shove it up your ass.
My dad was so anxious about it too. Like, if I woke up at 9, by like 7 a.m., he was out there. I mean, like,
my dad would wake up at also at like 6:30, even if it's still downpouring snow.
Yeah.
The garage door would open, which would wake up the whole house.
Oh, no.
The smell of gas because of the snowblower.
Yeah.
But if we heard this and then didn't
get up
and go outside to help, we would be...
I wouldn't have done well.
He would be very disappointed.
Oh, I hate that.
And it would
How can three people shovel? He wanted all three of you to
clean
shovel?
Clean off the cars. The porch.
Porch.
A walkway to get the garbage cans out in the Ooh, backyard.
Boy.
A deck, a path for the dogs in the backyard.
And an ice sculpture in the front.
Yeah, and an ice sculpture for my mom holding a cup of tea in the front.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah. I was not forced to do that. We really didn't have to do that much outside. Every now and then weeding. But even that, I would fall victim to.
Oh.
Yeah.
I accidentally pulled out all the tulips.
Yeah, I got confused. I'm colorblind. Like, I just hated it. But I would RIP my incredible landlord, who was the sweet old man. And I used to leave my building and see this man who was, you know, he's passed away now, but he was like in his 80s, like 84, shoveling. And I would go, I would say, you simply can't be shoveling. I said, I'm going to shovel. I'm young. And we would have this cute little fight every winter.
But would you ever actually shovel?
Well, he'd never let me. Even though I was like, this could kill him. Like, I was literally like,
you're like, let me
legally.
Shovel. And then you turn around and hold it from the wrong.
And I'm like this. He's like, okay, this was, I was like, it was just a kind gesture, sir. No, but I loved him and I loved our little game. I love, like, you know how it's like you have a little game with someone? Like, he and I would always, like, he'd hide the shovel and I'd be like, you better give me the shovel. And then he wouldn't and I miss him. Anyhow, so shoveling. And it is cold.
How'd he pass?
They didn't give us a lot of details in the building, you know?
Did you go to his?
They didn't, like, it was sort of like all of the sudden he wasn't.
Dead.
Yeah. It was like that. We weren't told a lot. So.
I see that you were partying hard last night. You are a party animal.
I don't
know. Posting drunk TikToks. Who is she?
I literally don't know. I actually don't know. I think that what happened this last weekend was me bouncing back from being sick.
And I said, like, I got a party.
I said, how dare I not be living the best life I could ever live? You know what I mean?
Totally.
So yeah, I went to, okay, well, yesterday I went to a sports game, the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. People are like, Jesse, I didn't know. Yeah. Oh my God, I love
the Bills.
Who doesn't
love the Bills?
The Bills? The Buffalo Bills?
Blue and red and white. Isn't that true?
It was.
Aren't the Giants also blue and red and white?
Actually, yes. a lot of teams are.
Which is interesting, two New York State teams.
The Mets as well.
No, they're not.
Oh, no?
They're orange and blue.
Oh, interesting. Wait.
Yankees are blue and white.
Oh. I have some shirt that's some sport that's also blue and white. Maybe it's blue and white. Anywho, but I went to this thing, this sports event.
And wait, sorry. Sports event, or was it just a bar?
Yeah, it was a sports bar.
A sports event.
I went to the sports event. I was thrilled. It was very fun. And I was like, I just have not gone to that in a while. Because honestly, my dad and my brother ruined sports for me.
Same.
Like literally on Sundays when my dad would be like, the game's on, I'd be like, somebody murder me.
The Super Bowl?
Oh.
I used to fake sick the Monday after every Super Bowl, I would fake sick so I wouldn't have to go to school. So I wouldn't have to pretend to talk about.
What would happen at your house?
It was just like a big day. There'd be, you know, people over, it's just watching the game. Just, I don't know what's going on. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then when it's halftime, that's when everybody's like, okay, let's catch up and talk.
Right.
So I'm not even like getting in a halftime show.
Oh, that's not right.
And this year it's Usher. Like, I'm like, I don't want a male. I'm sick
of male. I can't believe they got
male singers.
I have to say this right now. I feel like we need to stop with men.
Especially, I'm like, it's a halftime show. Can I get just a little tiny bit of like
fun,
fierceness?
Yeah,
like,
performance.
Just a fucking shred.
No way he's lowering down. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he is doing something like
He'll pop up, but it's like, no, a woman will come down from the rafters and be paid less. A man will just bop
it. Nobody gets paid for a Super Bowl halftime show.
Really?
Yeah, they don't
get
paid. That I didn't know.
You don't get paid.
That I didn't know. That feels like it would be the highest paying gig.
I think the theory is that it's the biggest stage and the biggest show anyone could possibly do.
Right. So it's
because it gets like 85 million people watching it. So I think it's that, yeah, people really want
that's
because that documentary about Lady Gaga, she's like finding out that she's in the running to be at the halftime show.
Yeah.
And it literally, like, that documentary ends at the beginning, like right before she jumps into the
wow.
Which she was an interesting choice, a gay icon.
She was.
I'm talking about that. Come on. J-Lo and Shakira, tons across
great.
The board.
I think that's such a, because you're going to get more people watching that way.
And then it's like,
I know.
I remember one year it was like Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I'm like,
they did The Weeknd, which I was like, what a choice.
No.
I was like, what even is The Weeknd? I mean, I know some, but I was just like, what is this? I mean, the choreography is normally fun. My family, like, when it was the Washington football, that's what we're called now, games, like the tension as if my brother and my father were somehow had 50,000. You would have thought the house, the mortgage was on the line.
And you know what's crazy? People, I was going to say straight men, but it's not all straight men.
Yeah.
It's also women and maybe a couple of gays here and there.
Sure. Sports people. We'll just say
sports
that.
Sports people. Are allowed to act absolutely berserk about something that they have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
It's accepted that these people are losing their minds, punching walls in because their team loses. If the person I wanted to lose or to win Drag Race lost and I went crazy.
Yeah.
And my whole family is just like,
I check you in.
His team lost.
Yeah, no. I'm like, this is such toxic masculinity.
And those people are also the first ones to be like, why do you even care about this show?
I know. My dad and my brother especially would sulk. Like, the whole day was ruined. The whole, if we didn't win, which we never won, the whole day was ruined.
Like,
and
I
it's
don't
like,
have
are
the
we
patience
really?
Because
even if I were in that game and I lost, I give myself an hour, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
When I leave the locker room, I got to now be a person in the world. The fans are like,
Rioting. And it's just accepted.
I don't like it. That's the part I don't like about it. That part I don't like. I feel like I want to like kind of, it's like loose sports. Like I like the sports. I like the looseness of it.
I get it. It's fun.
I get it.
I even will get if you do get upset, whatever.
Sure.
But then these people are also the ones that like just don't see things from another, like would judge other TV shows. That's what I can't stand. I like when someone's like, ugh, I hate that type of music sucks. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, it doesn't suck. We just have different style, like tastes of music.
It sucks for you.
Like, I'm not like, the Beatles suck. Okay. Yeah. Like, I can appreciate that the Beatles are good and that the world loves the Beatles, but I'm not going to sit there and listen to the Beatles.
That, when people present opinions as facts, they go, the Beatles are actually bad. I go, you're actually just saying your opinion as a fact. And you look dumb.
I hate it.
You look like an idiot. It's like, I lose my mind. And
like,
it is.
Someone will be like, oh, I can't. Adele's not that good. I'm like, Adele is amazing. Like, one of the best singers of our, not even our generation, of our, like,
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
And it's like that's factual. Like, right. Look at her list of awards and stuff.
Right.
Okay. That's like, who's the best football team? Do we know?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Oh.
Well.
I know about them.
I know about them too.
Because of pop culture.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not out here being like, the Chiefs suck. I don't know anything about the Chiefs, so I'm not going to say the Chiefs suck. So don't say Adele sucks, because you don't actually know anything about Adele.
And maybe it is like, because I hate, and again, I'm sorry, but at least maybe because I've been dating again, that I'm like, wow, I'm reminded that straight men like love to like come with almost, it's like stats, like how they do football. Like, well, Adele, actually, if you look at her body of work, it's just like, and you're like, where are you getting this info? You're spewing this info as if it's real. And as if I should listen to you in any way. And also, it doesn't even matter. Because if I like Adele, I like Adele. If you don't like Adele, just tell me why you don't like her. And then never say that again in public.
Yeah, like, it's fine if you don't.
But stop saying.
Vibe with.
Yes.
But it's also like Beyonce. I cannot handle somebody that says that Beyonce is not good, because it's like, even if you don't like Beyonce or Taylor Swift.
I think they just want to fight.
Even if you don't like Taylor Swift. And there's a lot of people that will be like, oh, Taylor Swift sucks. I'm like, arguably, though, she's one of two of the most famous people in the entire world.
Right.
So we can't really come at it from that angle here.
Literally, we can't come at it from any angle anywhere, because like, even if there is someone named Taylor Swift who isn't popular, but someone loves her music and loves her and is like, she is my Beyonce. And I'm like, good, go. God bless.
Yeah.
Dude.
I
mean,
I can be like, I don't like them.
Yes, you can have an opinion and not
good.
Like, absolutely. But you can't say that something is like not good or whatever when you actually just mean my opinion.
Yeah.
We've got to stop doing that.
I couldn't agree more.
I know that we do have, thank God, like a very big straight male audience.
Shut
you know
up.
What I mean? And thank God for that. And so that's why this is us just saying, this is just a slight reminder to just not present your opinions as facts. It's annoying and it's not good. No one likes it.
I do like pretending. I do like when like a guy will teach me about sports.
Ew.
In the moment. I think it can be romantic.
Here's the problem.
You don't think so?
I think it sets up like a weird.
I like learning things that I don't know. So I'm like.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm being taught this.
You like that?
I like that.
I like it for you. I think that honestly, it happened to me so many times. And here, you know, my game growing up was stupid. I was like, how does the ball throw? Who gets the points? Like, but then it's just stupid. And like, you can tell that they're just it's mansplaining. It's like, it's zhuzhing up mansplaining, which I get.
Well, are you asking them questions while tucking your hair behind your ear?
I mean, not anymore. I know the rules of football. Like, I also grew up watching football. And my dad, anytime I was up there watching, would, you know, be telling me information about football that I'm like, I played Powder Puff in college, too. I get
it. So you're a huge football fan.
I just get it. I get it.
Well, then that's maybe why you don't want to learn about it, because you already know about it.
Yeah. And I mean, how many times can you learn about it, though? I guess you can keep one ear out the other.
I'm just trying to have a fun time today.
Listen, yeah, I think honestly, it could be fun. If there were a hot guy who was also, while he was doing it, going, you don't know this, right? Like, you have to keep checking with me that I don't know it.
Like, I'm not talking about some random man that's just coming up and insisting on explaining to me the rules of football.
Yeah.
I mean, like a guy that I'm watching a football game with.
That's cute. Yeah.
What did you think I meant?
I don't. I mean, like at the sports bar event that I went
to. It's just a sports bar. You don't have to call it an event.
At the play that the
at the bar.
I didn't see any of those men there as like. A lot of them are so into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, they'd be like, I'll tell you during the commercial. And you're like, you're going to stop and tell me right now. You're going to miss out the game.
Once
and
that's that happened, I would be like, no, never
forget
mind.
Forget it, yeah.
I'm not I don't actually want to know.
No,
I was just like,
I just want your attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, attention. Eyes on me. I love that too.
That like straight guy that I was, that weird situation years ago.
Yeah.
Used to love to teach me about football. But it was very like, fun and sweet.
Yeah.
But.
I hear you. I see you.
So anyway, you're now a sports bar fanatic.
Kind of. I mean, who knows?
What did you drink? I know Jesse loves a pickleback shot now all of a sudden.
I had White Claw. That was my drink of choice.
Whoa, she's crazy.
It honestly was crazy. I was very much.
What did you have? A whole one?
Yeah, I had three.
Oh my God.
I felt. Like, whoa,
rehab, lock her
I was like, get me ready for rehab. But yeah, it was it was a wild time. Like, it really was a wild time. I met some cool people. It's an interesting environment. I could honestly, I already saw myself looking into making jewelry for more sports events.
What? Like what?
I just want, okay, but no one can take this idea, okay? Because this is being doggy. No one will. I think it's really funny to have merchandise for just sports. I was like, I wish I had like a shirt that said sports on it.
Who's the?
So that I can bring it anywhere.
I know a company that sold that.
That does that?
Yes.
Didn't we work
both
for
know
a company
that sells that?
That says sports?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll make it cuter. I'll make it cuter.
It's a big seller.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
They also had, like, I just want both teams to have fun.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not
Jesse's
seeing
just
any
ripping
of that.
Their whole line.
I'm no. not seeing any of that.
It was when we worked there.
They stole enough IP.
I
think
never
it's fair.
Looked.
We sat next to the girl that's job it was to sell.
Did you get any to of actually, that stuff?
They didn't make my size.
Oh, I mean, I never saw any of that.
I mean, I think maybe you just blocked it out because we did videos. Where we
with
had
that?
To advertise that kind of stuff, like me and you together.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember it.
I think, yeah, maybe you just block out the.
I block out a lot.
Wait, so what's your idea?
Well, now I feel dumb.
Well, that's
but...
not jewelry. You said you had jewelry ideas.
Well, that was, I wanted to get a necklace that says sports.
Oh, a necklace.
Yeah.
This was a shirt.
Well, I can't do shirts right now. But I could do jewelry or like fun pieces, I guess is what I'm saying. But it either is like, I am sports. Sports is me. Go sports. Get points. Like things like that.
Get points.
Get
That's
points.
Fun.
I don't know. I'm not really sure what it is yet. I don't even know if I'll be interested in this tomorrow.
You won't.
I probably not. But for right now, I was like, oh, wow. I tried to get dressed for the game and I said, I don't have anything casual. I'm like not a casual person. When you think about it, like I was like blouses, like
I feel like you have no like going out casual.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I feel like you either have
yes,
like you're going to the opera,
right,
or you don't want to leave the house.
That is
there's
me.
No in between.
No, so I was like, what sports cat? Like, what do you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't a great outfit, really, if I'm being honest,
oh
but it was
God.
All I...
What did you wear?
I was upset. It was upsetting. What did I wear? I wore black sweatpants because I was like, I don't know. I didn't have blue. Then I wore a black sweatshirt.
Wow.
that said Adidas. So that's athletic. So that's why I wore it. I didn't have a jersey. I don't have any sports stuff.
I would never think to dress for a sport.
See, that's why I like it, because it feels like a dress. Like, ooh, there's a theme. It's like
a
theme party.
You have a football purse. Did you bring it?
Yeah. And that saved me.
Thank God, because I'm sure the people at McMurphy's sports bar were really going to be so offended if you dared to waltz in.
I was like, I have an accessory. I have an accessory. Yeah, people loved the bag. And thank God for that.
Did you meet any men?
I met some men, yeah. But
multiple?
I mean, there was a crap ton of them there.
I mean, like in a sexual way.
There wasn't really sexual. One guy I was talking to for a little bit. And then within, honestly, it was like over an hour after he had bought me drinks at some point.
Do not talk to me for an hour if you don't want.
I know.
Like,
I don't know how it came up. Oh, because my friend was like, so what's your deal? Like,
he's like, my wife is at home with the kid.
He was literally like, I'm in a situationship or something like that.
Which
that
means
I went,
he's married.
Yeah. Like, and I was like, wait, what? So that was weird.
I hate that.
I hate that. So I talked, and by the way, this man, and listen, no shade to this man, but some men are so shy, and like, I'm shy too. Like, shy is a fun quirk. But this man said, I was literally like, he's either paralyzed by fear, actually doesn't like talking to me, or I think just I said, are you goofy? I'm serious.
You said, are you goofy?
I was trying to just get to know him at one point when we were going to hook up.
Wait.
When I thought we were going to hook up.
What was happening in the conversation that you
nothing
said,
was ever,
are you goofy?
Nothing was ever happening in the conversation. Don't come for my, I was just trying to get to know people. Okay. And yeah, so this guy who was monotone, I was like, are you a goofy person? Are you just not goofy right now because we're in this setting? I was like, are you funny or no? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, just wanted to know.
So why did you talk to him for an hour?
Well, he sat next to me. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're going to be friends. I was like, oh, we're going to be, after a little bit, I was like, we're going to be platonic friends. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, I don't really know, but I was like, I just thought it was wild that that happens. But people do that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, but for everything I've heard so far, he kind of was not. He said he wasn't funny. He said he wasn't goofy. He was bad at talking to you and he was shy. I would have been like, oh, this man obviously is in a relationship and that's why he's not talking to me.
Oh, well, my other friend and I were, she was like, I don't think I was the only one that thought. You know what I'm saying? As much as he wasn't a great conversationalist, that doesn't mean he didn't like what he was seeing. Just kidding. He didn't. And honestly, it didn't go anywhere and it really doesn't matter. But I did meet a girl who invited me to be on her darts team.
Wow.
So honestly, I was fun.
Jesse wants us to join a dart league. And I famously said,
No,
because I grew up, my dad was on a dart league or on dart leagues.
Yeah.
It's like a very middle-aged old man.
I love that crowd.
Kind of thing. And I was saying this to my mom and she was like, actually, it's not. Now it's all like 30, 40 year olds.
Oh.
Because I was saying, Jesse wants me to join a dart league.
Yeah.
And she was like, you should. Dad said it's all. But I mean, there's going to be no gay people on that. That's the issue. We can't join a same thing because it's our crowds aren't mixing.
Can I say one thing?
And I'm not joining a dart league to make friends.
Damn. Okay, but I guess I've stopped looking like that way. Like, not in a bad way. I'm just like, I'm not looking for my husband. I'm looking for things that are just fun for me to do. And like, I hope I bump into him along the way. It could be someone from my dart league's friend. Like, you never know.
Yeah. I think you'd have good luck with the dart league situation.
You never know.
It's all eligible bachelors.
I don't think that's true.
I'll probably meet one person who's like, I have a gay cousin that lives in San Francisco. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Then Jesse will be like, Chris, you have to go. He's gay.
What about a painting class? What are the gays do a lot of hobbies. Right?
What do you think they do?
I'm trying to think.
A painting class?
Yeah. I'm going to paint.
Who's talking in a painting class? If I'm taking a class, I'm there to learn. I think that's the difference.
No, that's not. I'm saying I'm doing things for myself. I'm literally not going anymore to like meet. I'm not trying to meet. I don't know how to do that. It becomes superficial and it becomes like not me genuinely being there. I'm trying to do things I genuinely want to do. And then like, I mean, listen, I'll be single forever. I'll thrive. If I meet someone, great. But if I don't, I'm just like not going to look. I'm not going to force a man on a dart. This is old me would be like, that guy has a beard. He's playing darts. I'm going to force him to be my boyfriend. And like, I'm not doing that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So like.
She's going to have a boyfriend in 2 weeks.
No, I'm not.
That's always after someone gives this impassioned speech about how much they love being single.
Stop. You're talking to me. I really mean it. Like,
You just said also that you were dating again.
Yeah, but that casually.
Yeah, but are you going on dates? Are you like, where are you finding dates?
I haven't even gone on a date. Like, I went on a Hinge date like a little bit ago.
Yesterday.
No, like a little bit ago.
the day before.
But I'm not really like, I don't know. I'm not like putting that much energy into that right now. I don't think I want to. It feels draining.
It always feels draining.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I want it to feel fun. Like I'm fine with like maybe like a fun casual thing. But like when I think about like, I just want someone, if the right person comes that's at a certain caliber, I'll figure it out. But I don't know where that's going to be.
I feel like a dart league would be a great place to meet men for a woman.
Well, I'm okay. I'm not going to go into it. I don't think that's a good thing for me to go into it with.
Well, I think it's okay to go in with like an open mind.
Yeah, I'm going to be fun and funny. I went to a dart tournament on Saturday. Yeah, I have a dartboard in my apartment so I can cream them.
That's also where I'm like, I'm not that. My dad's so good at darts. So like anytime I've ever played darts, I've just lost.
Yeah.
Spectacularly.
I find it so funny to be bad at things.
See, I don't.
I don't know if other people do either. I just like,
I think you're having fun.
Yeah, I'm going to have fun. Like,
I'm like, I have fun when I am the best one there.
Wow.
That's fun for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think it's so funny to laugh and to be bad at things. Like, not take it too seriously. Like, I mean, certain things I'm going to care about, but I just,
that's a good attitude to have, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, when I went to this darts tournament the other day, I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I thought it was so funny. I was like, shit talking at a dart tournament is one of the funniest things you could ever do.
How was it being received?
I was kind of just joking to myself. Wait, and the two people let's around.
Roll back.
Me.
So, how?
Yeah.
When was this dart tournament?
Okay, so let me tell you about this. So, on Sunday was my first day back in the world after my sickness. And my friend was like,
she's a survivor.
My friend was like, will you help me run errands? Do you want to run errands? I said, yeah, let's run errands.
Oh, God. If someone texted me that, I would delete their number. What kind of errands?
Oh, my God. Like we were picking up, dropping off laundry. We were gonna like pick up. Why? What?
It sounds like
it was nice to do.
These are all the things I hate to do.
Well, I hate to do it. That's why it's nice to do it with somebody else. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I could see that. I guess.
You know what I mean? So anyhow, I went to drop my laundry and pick up her. We go back to her apartment because we were gonna bring her packages. She also had a surgery, so she needs help. So I was like, I can help you.
Some help.
Yeah. So I was there to help her as well, and we were going to run errands. And then we got back. She was like, should we smoke? And I said, gosh, that feels like a great idea. I haven't smoked in so long. I've been ill. And we smoked, and I said, let's watch Jurassic Park and like never leave this, you know, apartment. But then
Jurassic Park this weekend too.
What a movie. What
on
a score.
Sunday. But I watched Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, I don't think I've seen the third.
It has William H. Macy.
Okay.
I think Rosamund Pike might be in it.
Damn.
Maybe not.
You know, back in the day, like, I guess that's the 80s, like, they fucking loved an archaeologist.
I don't think it's the 80s, is it?
That was like 05.
Okay, whatever. When I was a kid and that genre, I love how much they love like an archaeologist. And there's like an I like love that whole vibe
of an archaeologist.
Just like, yeah, like I wonder what it would be like to say I was an archaeologist more.
See, whenever I see an archaeologist, I'm like, this is so boring because yeah. I feel like the actual job is probably
snoozeville.
Such a snooze.
Yeah, like how many times do you dig and you're like, today it was just sand, but tomorrow.
But isn't dinosaurs paleontologists?
Yes.
Okay, but when they're out, I don't really know.
Which I know because that's what Ross was on Friends.
Oh.
That's the only reason I know that.
Okay, well, I've lost my train of thought completely. Oh.
We're talking about how we want to date scientists.
Yes, I do. But I was like, let's stay in because when I smoke, I never want to leave. She's the opposite, which is interesting. So she was like, let's go. And I went, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I'm literally high. And my answer is no. And I'm in full sweats and like running errands. But I also, I'm trying not to say no. Immediately, I always want to say no.
Yeah.
Someone's like, do you want to go? I'm like, no. And then like, she was like, should we go to a dart? There's a darts tournament. I said,
how does she know this?
I don't know. I think she has. I don't know.
I kind of love she. That's a very specific type of person.
She's got her pulse.
Who has a pulse on what's literally going on in the community.
She was like, there's a dart tournament. I said, why would we go? We're so high. I'm in a full sweatsuit. I'm like one day over getting sick. She said, let's go. I said, you know what? Let's fucking go. Who cares? So we go. It was so funny to me. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever done high.
Was it at a bar? Obviously.
Yeah.
Did you play in the dart league?
I didn't. And I thought about
it. So you guys just sat
and heckled.
I think that
no one would have. And I really was the only one heckling. I thought it was so funny. And I was just, I was dead. I was dead with the whole thing. And everyone has their own dart, like darts.
Set of darts?
Yeah, set of darts, which I thought was so funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, mine
That's
are going to
be your new thing. Bedazzling darts.
I already have darts, though. But yeah, I just thought it was wildly funny. I did.
I
thought it was a hoop.
It's a hoop.
So what did you do on Sunday?
Well, Friday I drank too much.
Oh, okay.
I tell you this?
Yes.
But
tell them.
Well, it's not something I'm proud of.
Well, no one's proud. I'm not necessarily proud. I was going to run errands, got super high, ended up at a dart tournament, heckling innocent 40-year-old men doing their best. But that's what happened.
I like am still sore from throwing up. That's how it went.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to find my lung in the fucking toilet. Okay. Oof. Like, and it was just
yeah.
I had friends over. They left at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still hurting. Today's Tuesday.
that'll
like
set you
muscle,
back.
Muscle pain. When I breathe, it's like
tight.
It hurts. So then that was, yeah, Saturday
was
kind
recovery.
Of really was not great. And then Sunday, what did I do? My friend Lauren came over. I cooked. Yeah, nothing too crazy. I made some beautiful meatballs.
That's gorgeous. And what did you do Monday? We had off.
I actually did some work yesterday.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're living two different lives at this point.
And then yesterday was just like, blech. I was like depressed. I didn't do anything. I watched, you know what I watched?
What?
The new True Detective season with Jodie Foster.
Okay.
Well, because it just came out with the first episode. Tens across the board.
Really?
Listen, I love Jodie Foster
Me
in
too.
Anything. And like a 62-year-old Jodie Foster as a police chief in a really remote town in Alaska.
Perfect. Perfect.
Stunning. Stunning.
What's she solving?
It's supposed to be like there's a...
That sounds like that...
Scientist station out in the middle. It's like 150 miles... north of the Arctic Circle.
Oh.
And they all just like go missing.
Oh.
And there's like a tongue on the ground. And it's believed that they're all dead. Pretty basically, it's like
you find because
there's
tongue.
So many weird things that happen in Alaska. So it's like a mix of
myth and
her, because she's like, I don't believe in
right
myths or whatever. Mm. But then there's a lot of indigenous people there who do believe that there's like something. It's very interesting.
I love that. I love a revival role. I love a woman. This reminds me of who was it who was in that detective cop thing that sort of revived her career. It was never gone, but
I think wasn't she just Jodie Foster was like just nominated for something.
Yeah. I just love
she didn't need a revival.
No, but it's like such she's like, now I'm gonna play a grungy cop, and you're like, I bet she can't. And then you're like,
oh, I knew
I
she,
don't know.
That's all that Jodie Foster yeah. plays.
Right.
Clarice.
Yeah, she that was her like big first original was Silence of the Lambs, where she's a grungy FBI
right
agent. Yeah. And one of my favorite movies of all time.
Do you, yeah, you love that?
I do.
I like that too. I love a serial killer, unfortunately.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. And I like a psychopath. I like to know what's happening in here. Did you watch Saltburn?
No.
Interesting.
I'm so sick of rich
you.
People.
It is.
I don't care. It's enough. I'm like, there's so many movies I feel like about rich families.
I know.
I want a poor family. I want Saltburn to be a fucking trailer park. Then I'll watch it, you know?
I hear you. I didn't know that was like a big part of the plot. It just makes the art decoration more fun. Like, I'm like, oh, that's now we're in a castle. But yeah, I mean, Hollywood loves that shit. It feels like also like, you know, the person who wrote and directed it, I think that's their experience, which tends to be the case for a lot of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So but yeah, it was interesting, but there were parts that I liked about the story, but there
like he drank the calm. We get it. Who hasn't?
I literally was like, what's the big deal?
I'm more disgusted at drinking bathwater, not the fact that he came in it.
I guess I'm like,
he washed in it. The tub probably wasn't that clean.
They are very rich. That tub's getting cleaned every day.
I mean,
I'm just saying, but also like if someone said they would buy my bathwater, I would sell it and I wouldn't think twice.
Like that girl that was on 90 Day Fiance that now sells her farts and makes like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Her farts in a jar.
So,
but then I think something happened where she has a medical issue because she was
no,
because she was like doing so many things to fart. But I'm also like, does the fart stay in the jar? When you get the
fart,
like I'd be like, well, I farted in there. I don't know why. Maybe the smell dissipated.
Yeah. I have, maybe it's seal proof. I have literally no idea, but I'm like, we love to as a society just like yuck people's yum. And like whenever it comes to sex, people are like, oh my God, everyone's pretending that we're not a country that runs on porn. You know what I mean?
Who's pretending that?
So many people were like, oh my God.
I feel like sex in movies has been like a through line since all of time.
Sex in movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying like whenever it's not just vanilla sex.
I think drinking cum water is pretty, I've never seen it.
Well, I've never seen it, but I'm like, come on. Like, I just think it's wild. We're so judgmental.
Well, if you told me that you drank somebody's cum bathwater, I would be concerned for
okay,
your health.
But I have gone, but people share baths. I'm in their bath. I'm literally like soaking in their bath water.
Yeah, but didn't he drink the cum bathwater without him knowing?
Yes, but I'm saying like, so, have you taken a bath with someone? Yeah, it's like you bobble in the tub together. You're both.
If I'm in a tub with someone, no one's bobbling.
I'm just
there's
like,
no room to bobble. I'll tell you that much.
It's just I don't know. I'm just like I just think like we're so just who cares. People are flowing, juices are moving, things are
Jesse
happening.
Jesse wants more X-rated sex scenes in movies.
I actually,
which I'm here
I
for.
Don't want more X-rated scenes in movies. I want people to pretend they're not so scared every time there is any sort of sex in movies and like not to be taken aback and judgmental. What I want, if I'm really being honest, is way less sex in movies.
We're...
Like, I think that, like, sex is just used as a way in movies to, like, have people...
Sex sells, baby.
Yeah, sex sells, but it's not ever good sex. It's, like, 10 seconds, you know, like, nothing...
Well, that's all I need. I don't need a full pornography.
I don't either, but I'm saying, like, a lot of times it's not... I think we use people a lot of times, and I hate to see people used. I think about the people in the scenes.
I'm not worried about those two men in that movie being used.
I'm not worried about those two men.
6'5" Jacob Elordi is doing just fine.
I worry about the people who also made that what was on an indie circuit, never saw the light of day, and those actors are like, why did I drink the cum bath water?
I think that's where we have to sometimes evaluate our own thing, where I'm like, would I drink cum bath water for a web series? No. Okay, but if I'm in a big budget, like they were,
yeah,
it's the same thing with like nudity. I'm like, would I do nudity? Well, I'm not doing nudity probably for a blockbuster either. But like, when someone shows their, when I watch a web series with nudity, I'm like, wow, that is somebody that wanted to show their tits on the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Which I don't judge. I love seeing tits. Who doesn't?
I know.
And but I think, yeah, if you're drinking cum water for a web series, that's a you problem.
I guess.
Like, you don't have to do that.
No, I know.
You know what movie I watched?
What?
And, well, you don't love horror, but you kind of love horror.
I dapple.
And I think you would be into this, and I will watch them both.
Okay, great.
Okay, there's two, and they came out like 6 months apart. It's called X and Pearl.
Ooh.
It's like A24.
Okay, yeah.
X is supposed to be like in the 80s. It's like Britney Snow.
Oh.
The main guy from Virgin River. Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
You know, like the lead
guy. Yeah.
He's like the lead guy in it. Wow. Jenna Ortega's in it.
Okay.
Mia Goth is like the star of it. And she is fucking incredible. Wow. But it's like they're supposed to be filming a porn.
Oh.
And they are going to like an Airbnb on a farm.
Oh, no.
And then the old couple that owns the farm. And Mia Goth plays both one of the porn stars in the thing and the old lady.
Wow.
But she's unrecognizable.
What a choice.
As the old lady.
Sure.
And the old lady's name is Pearl, and she kind of has an affinity for killing.
Sure.
And so Brittany Snow is amazing in it also.
She's great.
Speaking of showing tit.
Does she?
Yes.
Good for her.
And
get
a lot
that tit
of it.
Out. Good for her.
X is good, but then Pearl is like the origin story of how the old lady became the old lady. And apparently they filmed that first, actually. And then, but it is like so good.
Okay.
And the performance, Mia Goth's performance in that movie is like one of the best I've ever seen.
Okay.
I'm not even exaggerating. I'm like, she should have been given an Oscar for this. Because it's also monologues on monologues.
Yeah.
And like, she's insane in it. It's so good.
Incredible.
And it's not like that scary.
I'm in.
It's more dark.
I like dark and scary.
We
I just
should,
don't like
we'll
jump
watch.
Scares.
It's not jump scares so much. She's like sick, kind of. Where she's like, I know that I'm sick.
Yeah, absolutely. In the head.
But she gives these like insane monologues. Yeah.
I love that. I could see you in a very scary movie.
Oh,
as many
roles.
I really do
me.
Think that. I could see you in many
I would
roles.
Love to be in a horror movie.
I know.
And I want to die, but not towards the end. Unless, of course, it's a big franchise, then I don't want to die.
I actually could see you, like, funny character along the way, like, and then actually
the
guy. You're the twist.
I want to be a scream killer.
Right.
I feel like that would work.
I do, too.
They've never had a gay killer.
And
there's never gay killers in movies anymore.
I know. And that's not right.
So, yeah.
Gays
I would
can
love
kill.
To...
I think you would crush
that
at
out
that.
There.
I'm putting it out there.
But I don't know. We'll see.
I love that.
The world is our oyster.
Who would I be in a scary movie?
You would be.
Be nice.
Oh, you could be a litany of roles.
Thank you. I agree.
I feel like you could do different things.
I'm so versatile.
You know?
It's an incredible
quality.
You could
be like the sister of the killer that knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's like, you better not be doing that again.
Yeah, don't get me in the middle of this.
You know, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre? No, like the woman that is like, ugh, basically you're like the caretaker of the killer.
I love that.
And you're like, well,
Bills, I got what he has to do. My bills. Like, what am I going to do?
But anyway.
That's fun. I could see myself doing that.
So, guys, we have some exciting announcements coming up.
Oh, my God, we do.
Should we say or we should hold?
I would hold.
We're going to hold, but it'll be a fun little.
Something fun is coming.
Yeah, something Valentine's-y related. Okay.
Okay, bitch.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You can find us at a sports bar.
You really can.
Near you, doing the circuit.
Doing the circuit, going to the events.
Going to the events.
Maybe you Chris will join my dart league. Who's to say?
Probably not. We'll see. Maybe.
I know.
I'll see.
Yeah.
It could be fun.
That's what I think.
I'm trying to open my horizons.
That's what I think is a great idea.
But until then.
Yeah.
You can go to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. And until next time.
Right.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.